So we're in our fourth week of Easter time. The first one, recall, is the day of Easter itself. So we want to look at the last 3 weeks of responses to the Easter event. The first one, of course, was Easter itself, when the women went to the tomb and found it empty. And their response was great sadness and devastation. Then, of course, we had Thomas, Doubting Thomas, we call him, because in the upper room, when they came back and said, "Hey, we've seen the Lord, by the way. He's alive." Thomas was frustrated and would not believe. And then, of course, we had the road to Emmaus, the two men who were walking down discussing about the whole Easter event on their way back home, giving up. And it said they were looking downcast. So all three of these events, the response is one of great sadness, one of great frustration, one of hopes dashed. And we know what happens in life when we place our hope in things that don't turn out well. So the woman, you know, that comes to the tomb at first has a broken heart. You know, the one that she loves, it said, she asked the gardener, she thought it was the gardener, right? "Where's the one that I love that we laid here?" So for her, it, you know, broken heart, we all know what that means. When we've had loves that have died, relationships that have over time just disappeared or even severed, childhood friends, various relationships of any sort that have gone astray, broken hearts. We all can relate to that woman. We all can, I think, relate to Thomas in a certain sense of, we put our hope in this man. I quit my job. I gave up my family. And now he's dead. I mean, imagine. There's reason to be frustrated. There's reason to be downcast. There's reason to be saddened. The men walking along the way, you know, Jesus asked him, "What were you discussing as you walked along the way?" "Well, we thought this man would be the one to, you know, restore Israel. We thought he'd be the one. This is the new political party that would, you know, get rid of all the social ills, raise up the moral bar, get rid of the Roman occupation." And it didn't happen. He's dead. We all have been involved in politics. We've all had broken hearts. We've all had hopes dashed. This is normal response. Good Shepherd Sunday, though, today, Jesus pulls out a couple things that I want to offer to you for consideration. The first one is there's a good shepherd and there's bad shepherds. I know I'm being judgmental, but I'm taking it from the gospel. Jesus is indicating that he is a good shepherd, which would indicate there are bad shepherds, or he calls them hired men. And there's also wolves. Wolves. Again, I know this is judgmental. We're labeling people. But there are wolves. There are those out there who are looking to seek and destroy. And of course, the hired men aren't going to come out and say, "Hey, I'm hired. I really don't care about you. I only care about the bottom line." No one's going to say that. When companies, you know, you go and buy gift cards at different companies and they know they're ready to close, they still sell you the gift card. Why? Because they don't care about you. They don't care about me. They care about the bottom line. It's another buck. And there are wolves out there that are not going to admit they're wolves, but it's self-seeking that will chew and destroy. That's what wolves do to sheep. And so, for our consideration today, we have to think about who it is that we've given ourselves over to. Are we following a good shepherd? Or are we listening to hired men and hired women? Let's be inclusive here. Hired men, hired women. Have we given over to people who tell us whatever it is we want to hear? They don't care about us. They're trying to push an agenda. Trying to get across something, push something through. Are we aware of the wolves in our midst? Have we been able to identify them, label them, not condemn? This is, I think, the fine line that, you know, God in Christ calls us to walk. Jesus told us, you know a tree by its fruit. You have to discern. There are wolves out there that are seeking to destroy your soul, the soul of your family. And they will use any medium to bring across their agenda, their desire, their drive. Again, it can be self-seeking. It can be bottom line. It certainly isn't your best interest. How do we know? Jesus just told us. The difference between them and Jesus will lay down his life for you. When is the last time the bottle of Jack Daniels laid down his life for you? If drinking is your hired man. Or food. Or status. Perhaps it's degrees. Long list of awards, acknowledgments, elevations, accolades. This is all human stuff. I mean, who doesn't like to be liked? We all want to belong. We all want to be part. We all want to be accepted. The question is the one that we're trying to get the attention of worthy of it? And are they able to fill the void that is within us? Will the things that we're seeking after really give the satisfaction that we're naturally desiring and longing for? We want to be recognized. We want to be included. We want to be part of. But at the end of the day, where's the mass crowd? At the end of the day, Good Friday, where are all the Palm Sunday people? Hosanna, Hosanna, we want you as a king. And then Good Friday, just, you know, how many days later, it's crucify him, crucify him. See how fickle we are. And I include myself in that. So I think it's good to just simply be honest with who we are and what we're about, what we're seeking, what we're looking for. Identifying hired men, good shepherd, wolves. Labeling it so that we know. You can still choose to follow a hired man. That God has given us that freedom. But just be honest with yourself. That's all. That's all the invitation is for today, to be honest. And use your wise judgment. Is this the one that's going to give you what you really want, what you really desire, what you really long for? Or is this one just telling you what you want to hear? The good shepherd, Jesus says, lays down his life for his sheep. You know, any of us could say, if we were to calculate, you know, the population from day one, Genesis, to the end of time, and, you know, billions and trillions and what's the bigger number? A couple hundred. You know, infinity. It's worth one man dying to save all those people. You've missed the message. You've missed the message. Jesus would leave 99 in pursuit of your soul. If the whole world were perfect and you were the only sinner, Good Friday would still take place. That's a choice he made for you. You are important. You matter. And he is out to protect you. No matter what the population or the mob says, he wants you. He's here for you. Yes, you, the collective, but also you, the individual. Me. If I were the only one. If I were the only sinner. If I were a sinner. Got to come to that admittance first, don't we? Tough in these days. Not only does he lay down his life for us, but this one goes in pursuit of the wolf. Now, I don't know about you, but I think most of us run from wolves. Again, whatever those wolves would be in our life, those fears, we run from them. Jesus doesn't. He's going to go right for them. That's called embracing the cross. So most of us are running from some type of pain. At the end of the day, I think that's probably the, really, if we could give an umbrella to what we experience in life, it is, we're avoidance of pain. Pain of heart, pain of mind, pain of emotions. All of these are broken and fallen because of sin. And so sometimes they become bigger than they should be, which is, again, the Christian enterprise is to put them in right order. Yes, I can be angry in right order. It shouldn't rule my life. Yes, I have desires for success, sexual, for money, for things, in right order. They should be placed in right order. They shouldn't be the one ordering. And when they begin to order, that's hired help. And we need to put it back in its place. So the first thing I think we need to do is identify what Jesus is inviting us to do today. Good shepherd versus bad shepherd, hired man, wolves. And not to run. He has our back. Think of the worst fear you have. What is it? I don't know. I don't exist. I'm going to die. I'm going to lose my figure. These are real things. I'm going to lose my mind. Lose my physical abilities. My intellect someday I'll lose. I'll lose control of my bladder. What are the fears? Jesus is inviting us to trust him. He's conquered death. He went there first to show us, put that fear to rest, man. It's not worth it. Stop following it. Stop letting it dictate. Stop letting it order your life. Follow the good shepherd. Let him take care of things. Go where he has gone. Not running from the cross, running to the cross. Realizing the cross is just a simple moment in time. And the resurrection is eternal. As we go through our week, let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us. This is serious business. A man rose from the dead. Most of us just say, yep, that's the story. We had two funerals here this week. What would have happened if the coffin would have opened and they would have said, hey, you know what? It's over. Cancel the luncheon. It just doesn't seem to have much effect on us anymore, does it? Resurrection is real. Jesus is real. Let's fall in love with him this week.